This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number three, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Heather.
And Chris.
And I don't know what is going on with that.
With my microphone?
Yeah.
So it's just weird. Not in front of it? Is it back?
Possibly.
No, sorry. Fine.
Possibly, yeah. So we're talking about fake news, and I think there's a little bit more to this story, I think, hopefully.
A couple sentences, but I think we've run the course of this one. Of course, Facebook is an incredibly powerful company that carries out its operations in opaque and mysterious ways. So it's difficult to tell whether or not these efforts will actually do much of anything.
And the efforts, of course, are things being done reportedly by Facebook to combat fake news would be four primary initiatives: allow for easier reporting of supposed fake news that no doubt will wind up being abused, because that's how everything is on
right.
Social media.
Mm-hmm.
Will allow people to flag stories as disputed. Again, it will be abused because that's how social media works.
Right, and that'll be a left versus right. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, moral of the story, whenever you read something, you know, decide if it's real or fake based on your own reason and logic, that we should all have this opportunity to pick and choose, you know, what we decide we want to read.
Now, one thing that I will say that I hope this, you know, so-called war on fake news actually does.
Oh, now we get government funding.
No, I'm not looking forward to that.
I'm just kidding.
I'm hoping that it winds up leading to the death of clickbaity headlines.
Perhaps, but I'm with Heather on this. I think what it's going to do is, it will be a battle between left and right.
Oh, it will be. It certainly will be. But again, I'm just saying that, you know, I hope. And I'm probably going to be wrong.
Here.
Go ahead.
This is a couple years ago. Fortunately, on Facebook, I can still talk to people in other countries. And I actually had a friend that lived in Saudi Arabia. And when I had read some article one time regarding Islam, like, he's from Saudi Arabia, you know, he practices that religion, I shared an article I read and wanted to know if it was true, because it seemed like it had been written by like a really right conservative person, like, oh, Islam's this, and it,
right,
it's acting like it, you know, was all bad. And so I sent him the link to get his opinion on it, you know, because I like to fact check from credible
right.
sources.
And let me
you know,
guess,
does your religion
he couldn't
teach
read the article.
He couldn't read the article right. because the Saudi government prohibited it.
Yeah,
so
that's where VPNs.
That's why I'm like, well, the, you know, Saudi Arabia being, you know, our allies, like, are we headed in that direction where at some point in time we are no longer, like, we're going to get that little button if we click a link that someone says, you know, oh, this is prohibited material. You
yeah.
cannot read it.
I don't doubt it. And Trump talked about that in his campaign. I don't want this to be I'm bashing Trump because he said something like that. But the Democrats have said the exact same thing. You know, maybe
right.
we do need to police what's out there on the Internet.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein has said things of, we can't just allow anybody to be the media.
Exactly. My biggest concern is some websites that are, my concern is for the alt media, you know, antimedia.com, and you guys could rattle off, you know, another dozen mm-hmm. websites that break stories that or will talk about stories that got very, very little play in the mainstream news, and
right.
that to me is a
mainstream,
real loss.
Mainstream, a.k.a. government regulated and easily
yeah.
controlled.
In some ways, you could say they're just really huge corporations that have a lot to lose if they lose their government backing.
And I've been critical of, you know,
you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Right, right.
I've been critical of, you know, alt media and indie media a lot, and it's not because I'm opposed to citizen journalists. What I'm opposed to is bad reporting.
Right, bad journalism.
And
what I'm in favor of is open discussions, like we're having right now.
Hey, right, there you go.
News. And, there are some sites that I've stopped going to just because, there's so much sensationalism to where they'll take one quote from somebody and then, interpret it. Like,
this is the beginning of World War III.
Way, 100 miles to the, one direction away from what was actually said. And it's like, you're really grasping at straws there.
Right. And it's okay to put that conjecture together and say this is your conjecture. But, I've got good friends in the libertarian movement who may run very, very large and well-known media sites. And, it bothers me. I just want good news, and I don't want anybody telling me where I can go for it. I'm not so much worried about Facebook because there's other sources other than Facebook. Believe it or not, kids, there's a world outside of Facebook. It's a big world, and there's all kinds of wonderful and scary things out there.
And there's a big world outside of alternative media telling you nobody's talking about fill-in-the-blank subject.
Right.
But if you go to UPI or Reuters, then that's one of the top four stories. And they're like, nobody's talking about this. And so then all of the stories are about how nobody's talking about it. But if you actually go look on a website other than whatever news site that you go to, people are talking about it.
Hopefully we all
get
smarter.
And again, that comes down to my thing of bad journalism.
Right. Hopefully we'll all be better consumers of news. Hopefully we'll all get a little bit better at fact-checking
ourselves.
Instead
of boycotting Star Wars movies, we'd boycott legislation that people are trying to pass to limit our choices.
Ding, ding, ding.
As far as news.
Luckily, this particular thing is not at the legislative level yet.
Yes.
Right.
It's coming. I don't doubt that it's coming.
But if we've learned anything from alcohol prohibition, it's that if you ban fake news, people will just make it in their bathtubs.
Good point.
And we all know that, bathtub news is the worst kind of news. It's even worse than bathtub gin.
It sounds soggy.
So the other parts of the Facebook initiatives, obviously the first two, easier reporting and flagging stories as disputed, informed sharing, and this is the one that I'm not necessarily opposed to where, the way I'm understanding this and the way I understand it and the way they're actually going to implement it are probably two completely different things.
Sure.
But it makes it sound as though they're just going to have a little footnote of, hey, by the way, X number of people reported this as a fake story.
Yeah, I can see how that could go horribly wrong. I hope it doesn't. I hope it does,
Like the flat Earth theory?
Well, yeah, but again, it goes...
I cannot wait until the Earth is round again.
Oh, we get those
calls
here, too.
We need government to help us, understand that the...
oddly enough, I haven't had a flat Earth caller since Conan. No longer joined us.
When we had one, it wasn't on a Thursday, but we had one about a week or so ago.
I kind of miss those. Those are always good. Okay, well,
I'd be interested if there's any flat earthers listening to call in.
Be careful what you ask for.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. And I still want somebody to explain to me time zones and, seasons.
Okay, well,
on the flat Earth.
You've thrown the gauntlet down, I'm sure.
It's just like a winter cloud that keeps floating around, maybe.
I don't know. Back to the news and media.
Speaking of fake news, the Earth is flat.
The jury is still out on that.
And I'm sure that the guy that runs the Free Talk Live soundboards is going to pull that out to where you can hear Daryl say, the Earth is flat anytime you push a button.
Exactly.
If 10 years from now it turns out the Earth is really flat, I'm willing to take that risk of looking stupid to say right now that I think it's round.
And my whole thing is, what difference does it make? And if the Earth is flat, why are none of the other celestial bodies flat? the sun is round, the moon is round if it exists, all of the planets are round, so why is the Earth the only thing that is flat?
We think they're round.
It's flat like their argument.
Waka Waka, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. P.S. The Earth is round.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And we're going to change topics here. And, you know, every now and then things just kind of work out a weird kind of way. Health Excellence Select is a company that I want to tell you about because healthcare in the U.S. is all messed up. And we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. And this actually kind of ties in with what Heather brought in tonight for show prep. Sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for actually being healthy. So doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How would you like to have a medical information card that you could give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Heather, you were telling me apparently there's some kind of tree in Australia that produces a fruit of some sort. And that fruit might actually be a cure for cancer?
Yeah. So I saw this this video that it actually had over 25 million views. So according to Facebook, does that make it real?
We don't know yet. We'll have to wait till ABC News weighs in.
So I did a little digging, and I found this one article coming out of Australia from karenspost.com.au, where now this woman that had injected...
And real quick, before people say, oh, that's fake because it's got something after the .com. No, no.
AU means Australia.
Right. AU means Australia. UK means
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. So there are some places where there's something after the .com. You know, we're special here in the U.S. where it's not .com.us.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
So anyway, so a woman, they've actually done human trials and had success treating tumors with something out of this berry. But obviously there was there's critics now. So
there are always going to be critics.
Yeah, there's critics. There's critics. But anyway, so I'll start by reading the article. It says a native tree that is the source of potential cancer treatment has been taken off the market, partly out of fears customers may harm themselves trying to make homegrown cancer cures.
Okay, so
this, to me, it reminds me exactly what we see in the United States, that, you know, marijuana being legalized for medicinal uses and the government wanting to regulate it by promoting the fear associated with people growing it themselves.
Right, and that's one of the things that, you know, here in New Hampshire, we do have therapeutic cannabis. However, patients are not allowed to grow their own. Caregivers are not allowed to grow for their patients. There are only 4 dispensaries, and you can only ever go to the dispensary that is listed on your card. And if you want to change that, then, you know, you've got to go before some medical board and explain to them why you need to change the dispensary that you go to. And, yeah, the whole fear is, well, people might wind up, you know, making this stuff at home, and they might, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, as Cat Williams said, you can't die from cannabis. Aspirin is legal, but if you take an entire bottle of it, that's the last headache you'll ever have.
Exactly.
Right? But nobody has ever died from a cannabis overdose because it's not possible.
And I will say... Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that every drug out there that's been recalled by the FDA was first approved and to be harmless and useful by the FDA.
Yes.
And that's what's sad, too, is the fact that this anti-cancer cure that's actually had successful human trials has been taken off the market. So what that means is that there are now people that might have otherwise been able to access it can no longer access it because there's a smaller... there's a smaller window to actually
to
get it.
let's get into this article a little bit more. There's something called the Blushwood Tree.
Yes.
That grows on the Atherton Tablelands somewhere in Australia. Don't know where it is. Doesn't really matter. But they say that it contains a chemical compound in the seeds, which research firm QBiotics has developed into the anti-cancer drug EBC-46. Scientists last week released results from the first human clinical trials of the treatment, and the story's actually from August, so a couple months ago is when they released that, and it showed it successfully treated four types of tumors: melanoma, squamous cell carcinoma, basal cell carcinoma, and breast adenocarcinoma.
Okay, well, that's huge in and of itself, because those are all very different cancers. And I don't know a lot about cancer research. I've read a couple books, and I've had some friends and family members that have passed away from cancer. But that's the challenge. I'll tell you what, there's a book I would recommend if anybody wants to know a little bit of the medical side of this, and it's called The King of All Maladies. And it is about cancer and why it's so challenging to find a cure, because it doesn't behave like normal cells do. It just doesn't.
Correct.
So when you get something like this that offers that promise of a, let's call it a broad spectrum anti-cancer drug, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes on, the article, to say, it goes back to saying that plant experts, however, have cautioned those seeking to develop homegrown cancer cures from blushwood seeds to leave the science to scientists due to potentially deadly effects of the plant's berries could have, which ties back into that, what Daryl had said, we take aspirin for its intended purpose, but we don't take the whole bottle. So whether, people advocating to take something off of the market as a means to protect you from your own ignorance, it's kind of like an insult to us as people, because it's like saying that you don't know how to follow directions or how to, if the scientists and experts say don't take this much or this is how you're going to take it, then do what they say, but you don't have to take it off the market or not allow people to,
right, and
make their own decisions.
Well, what's that fit? The puffer fish or something, to where, if you don't cut it right, then it releases toxins and then it's very deadly. I'm not going to try to cut my own puffer fish because I know the risk. So if they're just saying, hey, be cautious with this, because if you don't do it right, then there could be deadly side effects. But if they're saying, if we find you with some of these blushwood berries and you're not a doctor,
exactly,
then you go to jail.
Night.
So, yeah, there's more to discuss on this, plus, how it relates to other things. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a possible cure for cancer that may have been discovered down in Australia. Something has been discovered. It's been turned into drug EBC-46. And there were some scientific studies that got released in August. Chris, you've done a little bit more digging on this as well. We'll get back into this story. But first, we go to Skype. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, just some idle catch-up chit-chat from stuff you were talking about today and other days. First of all, I have an instructive wordplay riddle for Daryl to ponder until he gets it. The old saying, how does it go? I'm going to do it out of order, but speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil. But I'm going to change it. Speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil, sigh no evil. And what you can ponder that one, Daryl. you're talking about Sedona. I used to live in Sedona, too. Do you remember whereabouts in town you lived?
I don't remember exactly what part of town it was, but it was really nice. And, you know, if I would have been able to find work, I'd have stayed longer.
Yep. For what year did you first arrive there?
Moved out in 2010, left in early 2011.
Okay. Yeah, I was there about 10 years before you. and was there like, I don't know, 3-4 years. Anyway, you were talking about having fun with Sarah earlier, or about her. You said you can call in about anything you want to talk to, or the traffic in Albuquerque. But hey, Eddie Aragon, the owner of the station here, Kiva, he was doing a rant about Albuquerque traffic earlier today, just before you went on, in fact. So it's apparently a serious topic with your
well,
carrier
the only reason I mentioned it is because almost every time Sarah calls in, she does talk about the traffic and how everybody in Albuquerque winds up dying in car accidents. David, thank you for the call. Let's get back into the story here about the EBC 46. Heather, was there a little bit more to the story that you had, or should we jump into what Chris has?
No, the tail end of the article just basically says that, you know, our concern was people were just going to grow it, get some fruit, crush it up, and eat it.
And that was a statement from, looks like the owner of a nursery that said that they ran out of the brushwood tree a couple of years ago.
Interesting. Yeah, just in digging around a little bit, because I found it so intriguing, the brushwood tree has very specific growing requirements, and thus far it only seems to thrive in one part of Australia. But it's interesting when, and again, back to what Heather was saying about how this is sort of a broad spectrum thing, this was a quote from one of the doctors. Quote, the surprising thing for us and the thing that we don't see very often is the speed with which this occurs. Usually when you treat a tumor, it takes several weeks for it to resolve, but this is very, very rapid. There's a purpling of the area of the tumor itself, and you see that within 5 minutes, and you come back the next day, and the tumor's black, and you come back a few days later, and the tumor has fallen off. I mean, this is crazy stuff, and for them, for whoever is really behind sort of restricting access to this, I don't disagree that this is great that it is in the hands of the scientists,
mm-hmm.
and it is in the hands of drug companies and things like that who can develop this hopefully quickly and hopefully bring it to market. But I share your trepidation that we have this belief that only government-sanctioned and government-approved scientists and doctors can come up with cures, and that people must wait until something is developed and been approved by the FDA. If this thing's as effective as it is, and given the fact that the FDA takes an average of what, Daryl, 10 years, maybe
somewhere around there,
to do their research and to approve a drug to allow it to go to market. How many people die of cancer every year?
A bunch.
So you're talking about millions of people will die while government does its little dance and basically stalls what could change people's lives. That's the part that bothers me the most.
Yeah, and the article also says that University of Sunshine Coast researcher Stephen Ogborn said there was a complex procedure involved in extracting the compound. Well, if this is really like the cure here for cancer, then wouldn't it make sense if you were a moral and principled person to make that procedure public? I mean, educate the public on how to do it.
Yeah,
so you can start saving lives, because if you're not going to teach other people how to grow it properly and you're only going to limit it to the small few, that's basically trying to control it for your own personal gain.
Of course. Why not open source it?
Exactly.
Something as important as a cure to cancer, why not make that open source and let millions of people do their own research
and grow their own cures?
Right.
If somebody teaches you how to do something, you're not going to fear, how to do it yourself.
And let's say it's not as easy as just growing it. Let's say that this thing needs to be refined for it to work correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a for
yeah,
example.
Like the right
what
equipment.
If? But you've got these guys that are doing guerrilla chemistry. You know, they are 3D printing their own centrifuges. They are doing all kinds of stuff with found and reclaimed lab equipment that they're getting, and they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Vice did a really good special on this where they were, you know, guys that are completely outside of the medical field but are coming up with breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
You would want this out there in those people's hands, and you can't do that if you control the supply.
Yeah, and the more people we have that know how to manufacture it, the more people can have access to it, you know?
Sure. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just calling about this cancer subject you guys were talking about.
Yeah, you're on there. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, what I was, something I had on my mind about this was, I mean, there's lots of different cures out there mm-hmm. that have been talked about. I believe that they're cures. And the main reason why I think that is because if you've looked into like vitamin B17,
yep.
Latril, there's a documentary out there on it and how that was covered up. And then there's also, I don't know if you've ever heard of Brzezinski Clinic down in Texas.
Sure.
And yep. they've had a lot of success in finding cancer without the use of chemo or
right. And that's one of the things where basically the FDA has said, yeah, you're allowed to do this, but you can't do your treatment outside of Texas. You can only do it in, you know, this city, and you can't really advertise
right.
and all of these other things because you've not done FDA-approved studies. And I think Brzezinski tried to do an FDA-approved study, and he told them, here's what the treatment should be,
right.
and they wound up, you know, like not giving people the treatment that they should have gotten. They, you know, gave them different doses, and of course, it didn't wind up, you know, resulting in, oh yes, this actually wound up working properly.
And this to me is the if people don't get the problem with government, please understand this. There are drugs out there that will save the life of someone you know. This is just a fact. And when the government sits on something for 10 years and makes it impossible for people to get, the blood's on their hands.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. David, thank you for the call. Still time for you if you call in now. We've got the closing moments coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. We'll get back to the phones, actually to Skype, here in just a moment. But everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater this time of the year. I actually let somebody borrow my ugly Christmas sweater because they're going to an ugly sweater party this weekend. And I got said ugly Christmas sweater from Tipsy Elves last year. Chris, you got one from Tipsy Elves this year that I think you actually gave to your son.
I gifted it.
And, well, he's probably going to wind up getting bragging rights at a Christmas party with that ugly sweater. Tipsy Elves has hundreds of Christmas sweater designs. They're like nothing you've ever seen before. And right now, for Free Talk Live listeners, go to tipsyelves.com. You can get 20% off on anything that you order from the site when you use code FTL. Over the weekend, we told you, you know, like the code, that there was an issue. Well, it's been fixed. The code is working now. Tipsyelves.com, code FTL, 20% off site-wide. That includes the interactive sweaters for men, where they have beer pong and cornhole. There's Christmas suits. They've got things where you can, like, throw little Velcro sticky balls at a target on the sweaters. For ladies, Heather, there are holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and warm pajamas. And you can get all of that 20% off. TipsyElves.com, code FTL. Let's go to Skype. We've got Mustafa calling in from Sierra Leone. Mustafa, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Mustafa.
Yeah?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Doing well. Are you on some kind of speaker system?
Yeah.
Can you get closer to the microphone and put on headphones if you have them?
All right. Can you hear me now?
That's better. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you getting me now?
Yep.
All right. I'm a friend of Mustafa.
Okay. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. I own a small business institution in Sardinia. And
okay.
At the same time, I'm running a business food restaurant. A small business. Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
How are the regulations there in Sierra Leone? Is it difficult to run a business?
Yeah, it's very much difficult. It's not easy because we are facing so many challenges in running a business.
In challenges from government or from competitors?
From government.
Gotcha.
I feel your pain.
From government.
Believe me, I do too.
Yeah, Chris has a small business here, and I'm sure he's had to jump through a lot of hoops and hurdles.
New ones every day. That's how it feels sometimes.
So what are some of the challenges that you have?
One is the markets. Every day, the things are going up. Things are going up every day, and I don't have much sale in the business. Not enough profit making, and the government is disturbing with force, because the day that I am expecting to have a lot of profit in the business is on Sunday, and the government have come inside that we cannot do business on Sunday, so we cannot do business on Sundays.
Unreal.
Only,
wow.
From Saturday to
Monday through Saturday?
To Monday. Yeah, Monday to Saturday. But I cannot do business on Sunday because Sunday is the only day that I can do business, that I can make a small amount of profit. That will be better for me because I have four boys with me, which I pick up from the streets. So I can say they are street child because they are parentless. I took care of them. And not only in the business, I own a small institution where I give them skills by teaching them how to repair motorbikes and generators. Yes, but not every day. In the same business, in the same institution, I used to repair more than 3 bikes per day. But being that the government have come inside, now the motorbike cannot run in the city right now. So a lot of youths have packed their bike. So they are not running motorbike. And as much as they are running motorbike, they have to come for maintenance. So whilst we are maintenance, we make the money. But now the government have put things in place that motorbike cannot run in the city. And the various places, motorbike cannot run in there.
Yeah, and
my institution is slow right now.
Right. And government, I was just doing a little bit of research because I don't know a lot about Sierra Leone. But the central bank of Sierra Leone seems to favor like an 8.7% inflation rate, which is not insignificant. I mean, that's more than
4 times what the U.S. central bank favors. They try to target 2% inflation.
Right. So, yeah, you're going to see what we see that in is prices rising. It's actually devaluing the value of every Leone. That crosses from your customer's hands to yours. So that makes it a real challenge. Tell me, is there interest in alternatives to De Leon, do people trade in other currencies, or do they use Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies? Has that ever come up?
In Sierra Leone, they use lots of currency, and also the cryptocurrency, which is the Bitcoin.
Very cool.
In my community, we use the Bitcoin. Yes, because we
do
have
a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses accept it.
Various, not too much, but various business accept the Bitcoin.
Like what? Yes. What kinds of businesses? I'm just curious.
Like
supermarkets or.
Some mini business, yes, like I think it's something like, yes, it's a supermarket. I recognize about 3 supermarkets here which they accept Bitcoin.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because I remember about 1 year back, one of my friends in Sweden sent me some amount of Bitcoin. So the man that I was changing the business, the Bitcoin with, is not around. He was in Ghana, which is Mustafa Kur.
Right.
He was in Ghana. So I don't have somewhere else where I can change this Bitcoin so I can use it. So I went to those mini-marts to buy something, but the money is not enough. So I started talking by myself. So a lady come quickly and ask me what is the problem. So I explained to him that I want to buy something here, but the money is not enough. I have some of my Bitcoin, but the man that I used to change the Bitcoin to is not around. He's in Ghana. So I don't know how I can sell this Bitcoin to buy some of your things here.
Right.
Yes, because I'm desperately in need of these things. So the lady took me to his his accountant or what. So he asked me for the Bitcoin account. It was in my phone. I have it in my phone.
I wish we had more time to hear the rest of this story. We are out of time.
Call back
for
next
tonight.
Thursday.
Yeah. Call back earlier in the night. We are live all 7 nights of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. online all the time, freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.